Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. California has prioritized protecting people against COVID-19 who are 65 and older, those with chronic conditions, and the state's unsheltered people. There is a statewide stay-at-home order. We are expected to physically distance from each other. And the battle to put a safety net underneath the state's economy continues. At the local level, though, where is the additional focus? I'm going to talk in a few minutes with Stockton's Mayor Michael Tubbs. Now on the phone with us is Sacramento's Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Hi, Mayor Steinberg. Glad for your time today. Thank you.
Of course. Good to be with you, Beth.
So besides the state's priorities, what's critical to you here in Sacramento?
Well, the state's priorities are actually very similar to the local priorities. It is public health first, and I'm using my platform to urge people to do the same as Governor Newsom, which is let's ride this out and keep this awkward but necessary physical distancing in place for as long as is necessary so that we're out of this as quickly as possible with as few deaths and hospitalizations and serious illnesses as possible. But beneath that, I think I'm most concerned about three areas. One is the impact on small business and on workers. Two is food insecurity, which is emerging as a major issue. And third, of course, is the homeless problem. And in all three areas, the city is organized and we are working hard to support our local chambers and to really organize the community around how people and businesses can access these federal stimulus dollars and these incredible resources as efficiently, effectively, and as quickly as possible. And on food, I'm very concerned about the fact that a lot of people in our community who are shut in are going to have a hard time, are having a hard time accessing basic nutrition and food. And so we're focused on that. And then, of course, on homelessness, the city and county together are going to make some significant announcements tomorrow about how we take the beginning of this trailer strategy and make it much larger around hotels and motels in Sacramento. So there's a never-ending list here, but it really is pretty complementary, if you will, to what the state is focused on as well.
So on Friday, you joined the governor in a press conference that focused on homeless efforts. There was the discussion of FEMA's Project Room Key. And when you mentioned the trailers, it was said that not all counties or cities want them or can support them. But you noted that there are goals that you've had that are being reached now in days and weeks that would have taken years. So would you expand on that very briefly?
Sure. Well, as chair of the governor's task force on homelessness, I've called for months for a legally enforceable requirement to bring people indoors, that it should no longer be acceptable for people to be unsheltered and living on the streets. And we expected that if that became the law, it would take years to implement. Well, now, because of this public health crisis, we have both an obligation and an opportunity to bring people indoors by the thousands. And we are going to do that, I hope, over the next several weeks. And then, of course, the great opportunity and challenge is once we bring people in to temporary shelter, how do we make sure that we use that time to keep people indoors and find them more permanent places to live? And so in this strange, terrible time, around this issue of homelessness, there is a unique opportunity to do what we've all known is essential in the first place, because this has always been a public health crisis, and now it's elevated. And if we do the right thing and do it across the community and across the state, we could come out of this not with homelessness being cured, but with showing the way to make it significantly better.
Mayor Steinberg, Music Circus had to cancel its season, and of course that's a reverberation of arts groups all across the state, all across the country, needing to cancel their seasons. Meanwhile, I do want to ask you about construction on the Community Center Theater Project. Is that continuing? There's not a ban on construction, but what is the city planning to do?
So the convention center construction is continuing. In fact, I went out there last week with the head of the state building trades just to see how they are practicing physical distancing while continuing the work. I think it is important that if it can be done safely, and what I saw was a demonstration of how to do it safely, that we continue to do whatever we can to support people working. And the arts, by the way, just in the larger picture, I'm very concerned about the arts. And certainly with the significant federal stimulus dollars that are coming down, our early evaluation says that Sacramento is going to benefit significantly from the federal stimulus dollars. We need to have a creative economy strategy here to make sure that our arts community that is just growing and on the verge of even bigger and better things, that we help as many of these organizations survive as possible.
You said the phrase summer school in our last conversation. Is there advancing conversation about some sort of mandated summer school in Sacramento County or across the state?
I know this is being talked about among the legislature and in the community about mandatory summer school. Look, it is bad enough that young people are going to, our students are going to be essentially missing 3 months of school, even though distance learning, I'm sure, will be a very quality throughout the state, and some students will really benefit, and it will be much harder for others. We have to make sure that if we do get back to some form of normalcy by the summertime, that our kids don't lose 6 months of school, because that means they return back in September, having missed literally a half a year. And so I hope that the legislature and the governor seriously consider the potential of mandatory summer school so that 3 months does not become 6 months.
You might have heard me say this morning that the governor's office just announced that 500 state-owned ventilators would be loaned to the national stockpile inventory. So news is continually being made. I want to just throw this out there wide open. Any other news coming from the city of Sacramento in addition to what you said about the trailer strategy that will be announced tomorrow?
Well, we're going to make news tomorrow with our county partners around a much more expansive strategy beyond the trailers on bringing our unsheltered population indoors. But, you know, making news is something we will continue to do. But more importantly than making news, we are working every day and every hour to try to speed up the relief that is ready to be had on the small business side, on the food side. And this is a slog, but we just have to continue doing what we are doing to make sure that we fill as many gaps as we can here in Sacramento. So the news hopefully will be that we are working collaboratively. We are working with urgency. You know, my great frustration always with government, Beth, and it's true here too, is the pace. And certainly with these federal stimulus dollars, which is the best hope we have to actually infuse significant resources into all these desperate areas of need, our job is to work with our federal and state partners and to be ready when this money actually comes to be able to put it to use for small businesses, for the food banks, for the homeless problem, for our city services, and for all that we are responsible for doing.
I agree with you. In fact, we need to dedicate part of our show later this week just to working on some of these money issues and getting the information right. It's also new. And in terms of asking about news, what news has become is what is there new that we need to know, and we're just soaking up the information as fast as it comes. But thank you for being available, and I appreciate these weekly check-ins. I think it's an important flag that points us to what's happening in the week ahead.
And every week, hopefully some progress, and and you know, we're doing okay in Sacramento and California. Let's just keep doing it, and we'll save lives. That's the main thing. Just stay safe, stay at home, and stay in touch in every way you can with your loved ones and for people who you know need some help.
Thank you, Mayor Steinberg.
Appreciate it, Beth.
Take care. That's Sacramento's Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Now on the phone is Stockton's Mayor Michael Tubbs. Mayor Tubbs, glad to have you with us as well.
Thanks so much for having me.
Statistics can be incomplete and underrepresentative. However, San Joaquin County, though it's not in the top 10 counties of cases, is in the top 10 counties in terms of the number of deaths. What do you know about transmission? What's happening with this virus and COVID-19 in your city and county?
Well, we know COVID-19 is a highly predatory illness, which preys on those who have pre-existing conditions, who have lack of access to health care, who have things like hypertension, diabetes, and respiratory issues, which unfortunately communities like Stockton and San Joaquin County have higher than the rest of the state. And not because the folks in my city or in my county are radically different from folks in other parts of the state, but we have such high concentrated poverty. We have such high rates of obesity and diabetes. When there's a respiratory illness that attacks autoimmune people, it's to be expected that the most vulnerable will bear the brunt of the impact. And that's why we've been spending the last couple months really rallying the community together around this idea of Stockton being strong and doing what we can to take care of each other, but also to shelter in place so we're not spreading the coronavirus.
What's happening with testing in your area, and how is the communication now between the County Public Health Department and your interests for the city?
In terms of testing, we'll have an exciting announcement soon, sometime early this week, with our County Office of Emergency Services and a testing supplier, which we spent a lot of time last week working on. In addition, I think, as Mayor Steinberg said, government moves slow, but we are in constant communication with our county officials and our county public health officer and our county office of emergency services to make sure we're doing everything we can to be responsive and protect the public health of our citizens. Just last week, about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, we had a call with the county, the governor's office, myself and some of my staff, our city manager, et cetera, focused on what's our strategy for procuring hotels to house individuals who are currently unsheltered. So that work continues, and we're in close collaboration because COVID doesn't care if your county, if your city, if you're that this is irrelevant. So we're doing our best to work very collaboratively and move in one direction.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Mayor Steinberg, and that is, with the state priorities, 65 and older, those with pre-existing conditions, and those who are unsheltered. On top of that, what's critical to you and the people in Stockton?
What's critical, number one, ensuring that our first responders have everything they need to do their jobs, from our police and firefighters to our nurses, to our mud workers, to the folks who are doing the work at fast food restaurants and grocery and delivery, just making sure that all the people that are deemed essential workers are protected as well. Number two, again, as Mayor Steinberg said, support for our small businesses and doing everything we can to provide by way of micro grants. The city has allocated $1.2 million to create a COVID response fund to support our homeless shelters, but also to support our small businesses who we know are taking a hit during this time. And then number three, I think one of the things people most know about the work we've done in Stockton is this idea of investing directly in people and providing a basic income for 100 residents for the past 18 months. And knowing that so many more of our residents are out of work or their hours have been reduced and bills haven't stopped, figuring out a way with private partners or with I think the federal stimulus check is a good first step. But figuring out what can we do to get cash into the hands of Stocktonians who worked incredibly hard and through no fault of their own aren't working because of this virus, and making sure that, particularly given the fact that we know that a lot of people were struggling before the coronavirus, we also understand the potential for that economic crisis to be compounded. So really figuring out what can we do with our state and federal partners to ensure that folks have at least a foundation to stand on.
What's your thought about mandated summer school? You might have heard Mayor Steinberg and I talk about that. Just interested in where you are on that concept.
I'm a nerd and a former educator. So I'm heartbroken with the fact that we've had to close schools down and go to online learning. And as Mayor Steinberg said, the verdict is still out as whether a wholly online learning experience will benefit every student. We know it benefits some, but will it benefit every or will it exacerbate existing gaps? So if it's safe and community spread is down and we've got this virus under control, I would be a strong advocate for mandatory summer school. We already know the research tells us that the summer brain drain contributes to a lot of the achievement gaps that we see. I can only see that being compounded with the fact that before 3 months in the summer, there's a 3-month prelude in the spring where folks aren't getting the same kind of level of education they're receiving before. And I also want to say my heart goes out to all the seniors. I used to teach high school seniors, so I know people are looking forward to their prom and their grad nights and their graduation. So I want to just thank them for their sacrifice and sheltering in place and staying at home, and also for those younger than them, ensuring that we give them every educational opportunity to succeed. I think mandatory summer school has to be part of that discussion.
Hmm. I am sure they so appreciated that you said that. And in every way, everyone has something to give and some way to be part of this. We're all connected more than we know right now.
100%. And that's why we launched the effort StocktonStrong.org, to let everyone know that whether you're an essential worker or not, everyone has an essential job to do in terms of public health and public safety. So folks staying at home, checking in on the elderly, washing their hands, wearing masks when out in public, not hoarding supplies. Just last week, we announced a partnership with the Edible Schoolyard, where every week, 2,000 pounds of fresh, locally sourced produce will be going to our food bank. Some delivered directly to seniors. So just like Mayor Steinberg said, also work on the food insecurity issue, but letting everyone know that this is a time for everyone to step up. But it's not just up to the mayor. It's not just up to the city council. It's not just up to the public health officer. That every single person has a role to play, and we're only going to get through this if we get through it together.
Mayor Tubbs, thank you so much. Yes, that was a wonderful project announced with Alice Waters, and I appreciate checking in with you and will continue to do so. You take care and stay safe.
You too, and thank you for the work you're providing in terms of getting accurate information out there. It's invaluable, particularly during this time.
Thank you so much, Mayor Tubbs. That is Stockton's Mayor Michael Tubbs. We are going to be back. We have an uplift for you. I think you're going to love it. So stay with us. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.